Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You know what I could do without for the rest of my life? RC cars.
Amen to that. I don't wear perfume anymore because I have a new natural scent. It's called Perpetual Wood Burning Stove.
Sometimes I think about going vegan, but then how would I live without eating cheese?
Cheese is life. Another lockdown and curfew, yo. Good thing my face mask fashion is on fleek.
Have such a good day. System. Welcome to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that.
And outer space and virtual hugs to you all.
Oh, all the VR hugs. Really?
Big virtual hugs.
Yeah, everyone put on your VR headset and let me hug you.
Emoji hugs.
emoji hugs.
Hug face with the weird hands.
There's that new care emoji on Facebook. And
the care emoji.
It's sort of like there's like a heart. But then there's like a little person like holding a heart and kind
of
rocking back and forth, which is a new emoji that's just like built into Facebook's thing.
Yeah.
I think it's what we're talking about. Like, I just want to hug you.
It's really cute. You know, speaking of new emojis, I don't know if you've seen the dodo bird is pretty cool.
Oh, on iOS.
Yeah.
Or I guess just emojis in general.
Yeah. And like a weird pile of like chopped wood. I mean, it's just funny. Like I'm so amused by who comes up with these things. But anyway, as we ramble on about emojis, this show is a bit of a therapeutic ramble, I like to call it, to help free our busy minds and find peace and, I don't know, perhaps worry less in an extra crazy time. I hope you guys are hanging
in
there.
You're gonna love my stories then today. Boy. Yes, we need this, myself included. It's been kind of a week. But if you're new to the show or you just need a little refresher on what the heck we're doing here, we try to unpack the absurdity of everyday life because it is absurd. And we hope that we're all a little bit entertained in the process.
Oh, yeah. You got to find that humor, Sarah. Yeah.
Well, so we'll try to help you have such a good day by just laying out our struggles. Something fun happened this week. A lot of unfun things happened. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to go on and on about my Airbnb follies too much on the show because I don't want to just complain about everything that breaks, even though everything breaks.
Even though grousing is fun.
Yeah. It's been pretty challenging. And I'll just go ahead and say, never get a pool. Never get a pool. Do not live anywhere with a pool. If you do and somehow it's like blissful and fun, I hate you. Because our pool is nothing but trouble. It's somewhat rare that there's a pool around here as well. First of all, we're on the Russian River, so during the, you know, warmer months, people are just, they go to the river, you know, splash around in the river. But there's a, you know, a large pool where I live. Mm-hmm. But that pool needs maintenance and it needs, like, I learned how to like check for chlorine and pH levels the other day. There's a little kit that our pool technician gave me because he's like, you're going to need to do this. So here I am complaining already.
So now you're like a pool guy.
Yeah. Or a pool gal. But, you know, it's sort of like he explained it to me because he's like, I come out once a week and you're going to, you know, your chlorine levels, because the pool is getting heated now because everybody mm-hmm. wants a heated pool in the winter because, okay. And you're going to run out of chlorine and you're going to need to check that and you need to put chlorine in the pool. And I'm like, mm-hmm. could you just come out twice a week? And he's like, no, no, I can't. So anyway, that happened. That was kind of interesting. Not rocket science. I mean, I understand how to do it. I'm just mm-hmm. like, that's a thing that I would like to not do, but okay. But I did have a little fun part of my week. I think I mentioned on last episode that I had bought pajamas for my dog and they arrived. It's like this cute little like...
Sarah, where is the photograph?
Oh, I know. Really, well, I'll put it up on our Instagram for sure. Okay, I already have a couple photos on Otis's Instagram, which is Otis Redding Lane. If you don't follow him, please do. It would make him really happy. But but yeah, I'll put one up. But it's like a hoodie sweatshirt with a little, you know, pouch, and you know it goes through his front legs.
Yeah.
So it's nice and snug, and it's like an oatmeal color, which is not totally far off from his color.
So when he's wearing the hood?
Oh yeah. Oh, he loves it.
Does it have holes for the ears?
You just put the hood is either on or off, okay. or, you know, on the back, just kind of like a hood. So yeah, when it's on, he looks sort of like a nurse. He doesn't have any ears and it's snug, but not too tight. And you could tell he really liked it. Mm-hmm. So he's been sleeping in his jammies at night.
Aww.
Well, and also, you know, it's gotten cold in Northern yeah. California and, you know, it's in the 30s at night.
Oh, yeah.
And so when we do our last walk of the night, it's cold. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if it was raining, he's not going to wear a sweatshirt. It would get gross. But I kind of put it on him before we go out because I'm like, I got to wear a jacket. You should wear a jacket too. And then he just wants to stay in them. And then we take him off in the morning, you know, and we do our business. So that was kind of, it was kind of a cute little thing that worked out well because I didn't know what I was getting.
Does he get annoyed? Like, is it hard to put on?
When I put it on the first time, because it goes over his head and then you got... put the 2 feet through the, you know, the legs. And he was sort of like, what are we doing? But he's pretty agreeable
okay.
in general. He's not, you know, he wasn't like upset or didn't try mm-hmm. to get them off or, you know, or snappy or anything like that. So yeah, once I put them on, he just kind of looked at me and he's like, okay, now I'm wearing you know, my new pajamas.
I have to get our little Frank, our little Chihuahua Terrier, a new sweater because he has one sweater and it's a turtleneck and it has a little raccoon on it. It's very cute, but it's kind of rough, like the material. It's almost like wool. Mm. And I think he doesn't like, I can tell he only likes soft things. So little upset when
you got to get the sweatshirt
on.
That I got. I got it from Land's End. They have a whole pet line. I'll send you a link. But it's very soft. Like, I almost was like, could I put this on? Like, no, it's like completely the wrong, you know, it's not made for a human. But yeah, it's very plushy, you know?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm all about plushy right now. In fact, I'm so bundled up. It is really cold here and it's really cold in my office because I usually don't get here this early. This is an early morning recording.
It is.
But yeah, I'm excited to see these pictures. So don't forget to send those out.
I won't. I'll put some in Discord as well for those of you who are in our Discord. If you're not and you want to be, patreon.com/
That's a good incentive, let me tell you.
Yeah, you get to see my dog in his jammies. But yeah, so that, you know, that was a highlight of my week on this wonderful week of thanks. You know, Thanksgiving's.
You know, yeah. You have to scrape the bottom of the barrel for those thankful things.
Very true.
Is true. And, you know, these sometimes it's the littlest moments that make us happy and bring us joy.
So Heather, how was your week?
My week was good. I mean, it was different. It was great, actually. I went on a little mini break, a little vacation, if you will, which felt a little weird, you know, during this time, even though, you know, again, I manage vacation rentals and a lot of people are, you know, wanting to get away and our houses are really booked. So it was a road trip. I didn't get on a plane, but I went down to visit my family in Santa Cruz Mountains and kind of cruised around my hometown, which, you know, that was actually really cool because I have a hard time going back to my hometown, Los Gatos, which is a really, really nice town. But I think, you know, it's changed a lot and it's not like it was when I was a kid, but I really realized how much I appreciate it going back there. You know, a lot hasn't changed. You know, I went to my old street, Apricot Lane, and it's pretty much the same. I mean, the houses that we lived in on that street have a new coat of paint, but like they're the same structures, and it looks same tree out front. It was neat. I actually, you know, it's fall, and in Los Gatos, you get a lot of the season changes and a lot of the leaves on the ground, and very nostalgic. So it was nice. And then we cruised up to Point Reyes for a little. It was my 2-year anniversary with my dude, and we celebrated that on a boat house kind of thing, in this lovely little kind of a hotel called Nick's Cove, right on Tomales Bay, which is a really cool area. And I know you're familiar with it, Sarah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Nick's Cove. That's so fun.
It was so fun. And basically we got one of the houses on the water, and it was literally a boat. Like, they turned a really adorable old school boat with like the circular windows into a cabin. And it was so cool. And it has like, you know, nice bedding, and it's like cozy interior, but you still have this kind of funky, you know, funky vibe, which is really cool. So yeah, and I think that the real takeaway here, Sarah, is that the California coastline, man, it is, there's pretty nothing nice like California. I mean, it is quite a remarkable state. And we drove from, so we went from kind of Santa Cruz all the way up to the Lost Coast. On Highway 1.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's windy. Takes a while, but it's so pretty.
Honestly, if I wasn't driving, I would have been puking. I mean, I was even kind of nauseous driving the curves. I mean, I definitely get car sickness, but gosh, I mean, I had driven up parts of the one, obviously. I've been to Sea Ranch. I've been to some of those places in Northern California. But to go from Point Reyes all the way up the one to where you can't go anymore, because when you get to the Lost Coast, before you get way up where I am, which is incredibly far, the highway stops. You have to cut inland. Mm-hmm. But when you get past Fort Bragg, I had never been up past there. And it's the Lost Coast. It's where you can hike. I really want to do like a backpacking trip because I've always wanted to do it. The coastline there is incredible. And I have never seen anything like it. I can't even explain it. It's just one little stretch of California coast that is not like anywhere else. It felt like I was in Hawaii. It was so beautiful and so pristine. But we came across lots of elk, coyote that I thought was a mountain lion at first. In the fog, it was a little scary. We ate a lot of oysters. It was lovely. So, but now I'm back, and, you know, back to reality, back to life. Remember that 90s song, Sarah?
Back to life.
Yeah. Back to reality.
I don't remember who sang it, but I can like,
whenever do you want me? Whenever do you need me? Or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. However do you want me?
However do you need me? I think it's Soul to Soul, like 90s.
Soul to Soul.
And it's, yeah, God, man. You should watch the good video one there. It is so dated. It's great. It's great. Anyway.
Wow. That, I had not thought about that song in some time.
It's been in my head for like the last 3 days.
But that's so funny. Yeah. Cause you're like back to reality. I have TikTok songs in my mind now. Cause I watch a lot of TikTok stuff. And you know, the thing with TikTok is there'll be a song that's like popular, you know, to like do something funny on TikTok, or, you know, it kind of becomes a meme. So you hear the same song over and over. Mm. It's like the same 10 songs are like really popular. And there's one where it's like, it's always like something that's going to be like a funny animal video, which of course I love all of those. And it goes like, chicken wing, macaroni. You know, it's so stupid.
But hilarious.
And
yeah,
like, I woke up in the middle of the night, like a couple times this week, being like, chicken me, you know, just like, why am I doing this?
It's funny what turns into kind of an earworm, you know? It's like really random stuff. And it's weird to wake up with something so random that you haven't heard in like 10 years. You're like, why is this in my head?
So true.
The brain works in mysterious ways, Sarah.
When I have my bouts of insomnia, and some nights are worse than others, it's always that I'll wake up and I'll be running through a song. Sometimes I will, like, silently, I'm not like humming it or anything, but in my head, like to the beat of the actual song, I'll go through the whole song because I know all the lyrics. And it's like, oh, and then there's a guitar solo, you know, and like, it's like, and I'm like, I just spent 5 minutes like reconstructing that song.
Do you air in my guitar mind. Or like air sax or
anything? No, I sit there being like, I wish I was sleeping, you know, but okay, let's do that. It was, what was it? Oh, it was Tainted Love.
Oh, I love that. I actually just heard that on Sirius the other day.
Yeah, because it, da-dun-dun, oh, when it starts great. And you're like, oh, and I'm like, I just know the whole, like, front to back. Yeah, the brain is a mysterious thing.
It really is.
Also a fragile thing. So
very.
Moving into the fragility of human life, I know I mentioned that Otis, my dog, got jammies. They're super cute. Everybody's happy. It's quite a win. You know, I'm like, $40 well spent. I'm going to get 5 more pairs, you know, and he'll just wear them all the time. Well, so, and I don't want to throw him under the bus because he didn't mean to do it, but he and I had a little bit of an accident last night. So I mentioned that we take our last walk of the night. I mean, it's dark by 5 p.m. now, you know, or 5:30, right? Mm-hmm. That's called 5:30. So, you know, he can't just be inside starting at 5:30 until the next day. We have mm-hmm. to go out for like a pee and, you know, maybe number two somewhere, you know. I kind of try to do it like, am I ready to wind down for the night? All right, let's do our walk. And then we come back and then we're done, mm-hmm. you know, and that's usually somewhere between 9 and 10 mm-hmm. and it's dark. And I was using my iPhone flashlight for a while, and that's okay. You know, because where I live, there are no sidewalks. There's like a street lamp here and there, but for the most part, you're walking in absolute black, pitch dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it sucks. You know, I don't like it, especially because there are a lot of potholes around this, you know, my streets, and you got to watch your step.
Yeah,
you know,
for
sure. you're going to trip and hurt yourself. And if it's raining or just otherwise muddy, you're going to step mm-hmm. in a puddle, you know? So I got my galoshes on. I've got a flashlight my mom gave me, and which is, you know, just better than the iPhone flashlight.
Yeah.
And so we go out on our walk, and we, you know, he kind of does his business, and he does his business so that I, you know, I'm getting my doggy bag, you know, to scoop up the stuff, and I've got the flashlight, and we're pretty close to my front gate, you know, and so I'm kind of like, I'm not being super vigilant about mm-hmm. whatever's around us. First of all, I can't see anything anyway, but I'm juggling a leash, a flashlight, and trying to scoop up some poop off the ground, and he sees something, and he jerks me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, you know, a chicken or a cat or a squirrel, or it could be anything, you know.
Turkey.
He jerks me and I lose my footing and I fall on my shoulder hard, you know, on asphalt. And I was like, you know, I kind of, you know, I screamed a little bit, you know, because it was like, it was a pretty hard fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, no one's around, you know, but I sort of like was like, oh, let's just get out of here because someone's going to come out and be like, you know, like, Sarah's hurt. You know, it was mm-hmm. like kind of embarrassing more than anything. And I was pissed at him.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like, I mean, he's a dog. You know, these things mm-hmm. happen. I was just like, it was a really bad moment for that to happen. My glasses flew off my head. Don't even know. They're gone now. So now I only have one pair of readers left. And, you know, I kind of was like, ooh, that was bad. You know, I fell. I'm lucky I didn't fall on my face. It yeah. was my shoulder. But, you know, and you know that feeling where you injure yourself and you're like, I'm okay. I think I'm okay. Mm-hmm. That was pretty bad, though. I might not yeah. be okay.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of, you know, went back upstairs and was like, and I went to bed and, you know, poor Otis, he felt awful. He like slept in this like weird bed that he never sleeps in all night because he was just like sad. Yeah, like he was like, oh, that was, she doesn't usually fall like that.
Yeah.
I did something terrible. And I go to bed and I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, oh, I'm really hurt. Because it kind of gets worse. You know, sometimes it's the next day or whatever. So yeah, it's my left shoulder.
I can tell actually the way you're holding yourself.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with my hands. There's nothing wrong with, you know, like anything below the elbow works okay. Mm-hmm. But if I were to raise, I can't raise my hand up right now because it's like the rotator, you know, the shoulder thing. Mm-hmm. And it hurt really bad last night. I took some Advil. I tried to get comfortable in bed. I couldn't really because it's like, it's hard to, you know, I move around a lot in my sleep anyway, but it's like every time I tried to move, it was like searing pain. So I'm like, oh God. You know, like what, like is the one position that's most comfortable and I'll just try to stay there and go back to sleep. I feel a little bit better today because I've sort of been up for a while and we took a walk and I'm like, okay, I can hold your leash with the other hand and, you know. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm like, can I drive? You know, because you got a 10 and 2, right? You got to mm-hmm. have both hands be working. And I'm like, not sure.
Shoot, maybe you should get it checked out. I mean, do you think you just bruised it or pulled something? Or, I mean, I hope you didn't break anything.
I don't think I broke anything. I think it would be worse. Yeah. You know, I did consider that. I was like, I'll drive myself to Kaiser. And that's where I was like, can I drive? You know, like, I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to be like, ooh, you know, this is so horrible and scary. I think I'm okay. I think I just, yeah, I think there's an internal bruise of some kind. And I'll obviously monitor it the next couple of days. But it just goes to show you, the human body, very fragile. I mean, a few years ago, I had broken my foot. And it was just like a freak accident. I fell. I was wearing heels, which I've pretty much never worn since. Mm-hmm. Like heels of any kind. I'm just like, not worth it. You know, you're going to break your foot.
Poshmark that shit.
Yeah. Well, the Otis actually ate one of them. So they're long gone. But that was in our old life. He doesn't do that anymore. But, you know, that was the only time I've ever broken anything. Mm-hmm. And it was bad, you know. Yeah. I was out of town, you know, so I had to like go through a couple of airports in a wheelchair, you know, just to get back home. And mm-hmm. you know, I lived in a walk-up apartment, so when you have a broken foot, like you're crawling up the stairs, you know, and then back mm-hmm. down, you know, you got crutches and everything. It was really depressing, and it healed, and I was fine, you know. But like, when it first happened, it was so painful that I'm like, I just can't even imagine walking again. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I cannot imagine jogging, you mm-hmm. know, or putting weight on this foot. Like, and everything all of a sudden was like, oh, I used to walk to work. This is in San Francisco. Now I have to take an Uber. I have to, you know, it's the only way I can get there. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't walk on crutches for like a mile mm-hmm. to and from work, like not happening, you know, with a backpack and your gear and everything. And that it was a dark time, but it got better, and now it's like it never happened. And you know, it took about
how that happens.
Yeah, it took about, I would say, 8 to 10 weeks before I was like, okay, I can walk fine, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, you know, I remember jogging for the first time and being like, okay, all right, I can do this, we're okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and the shoulder will be the same, I'm sure of it, but boy, does it hurt.
Time sure does heal, and it's actually, this is a great segue to what I wanted to talk about today, but one quick little note on that, you know, my dude, right before I met him, he kind of slipped off a curb in LA at a light and fell exactly like you did on his shoulder and broke his collarbone.
Oh,
and
no shit.
It was like one of those things, the story sounds a lot like your story, because he just didn't even, like, it happened so fast.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my, you know, he knew he broke something that was really bad. But he was just about to go to the airport to go, like, travel back east. And it's a long story, but it just goes to show you, I mean, life is fragile. We live on a rock in outer space. Sarah,
yeah.
And
it's true.
You know, it's one of those things that I wanted to mention today, that, you know, it's Thanksgiving week. And it's kind of a bizarre time to have a family holiday for many, many reasons. But I thought this might be a good time for us to count our blessings.
Oh, all right.
So one
Fine.
Of those things.
Count them.
But, you know, knowing that, like, what the story you just told, like, you suffered with you broke your foot, it healed, and you have an interesting story, and, like, you're better now. And so I feel like everything kind of, has everything bad in life kind of eventually has a blessing, you know? Crisis equals opportunity. Famous quote by Albert Einstein, in the midst of every crisis lies a great opportunity. So I think, you know, this has been a hellish year on so many levels, and everyone has had a different range of hellishness. And I know that we try to talk about what we're grateful for on the show as much as possible in between our grousing about our first world problems. But, you know, one of the things that I have been thinking about is how good our generation has had it. You know, we grew up in the, you know, 70s and 80s, and, you know, life was pretty chill. You know, we didn't have to go through a lot of crises. We had a little bit of a storybook, young, you know, youth. So I'm grateful for that. And I'm also grateful for the fact that everything has a positive spin. You can really, you know, find a silver lining in anything. Hard times are often wake-up calls. You know, I think with this year for me, you know, getting on a personal level, you can't control everything. And I've been reminded of that. Like, it's a good lesson for me, because I think I try to not control per se. I don't think I'm a control freak, but I like to kind of perfect things around me and make things kind of run as smoothly as possible. Mm. But, you know, a lot of things are out of my control. Things could be a lot worse. I'm really grateful that I have a cozy bungalow to isolate in, and I'm like indulging in comfort like I've never have before. And it's really, really comforting. And yeah, just the reminder that like we're very great adapters and we're very resilient as humans. And you have to lean into that. A lot of these horrible times will come to something, some kind of lesson. I think for me too is, you know, it's a time that's really hard to connect with people. You know, obviously we're wearing face masks, we're doing everything virtually. But I find that there are moments that I'm connecting with strangers in kind of an awkward way, but like an effective way. Like with the girl at the pet shop, you know, having kind of a conversation with her about something that is meaningful, like on the side. I don't even know her, but like we're having kind of a deep conversation about life, and it's kind of interesting.
There's like a tenderness that people have
totally
that we didn't have a year ago.
Exactly.
Because it's like we're kind of all in this together. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously people are, they are dealing with the pandemic in a variety of ways.
Yep.
Please wear a mask, everybody. Mm-hmm. PSA. But I find the same. I find that I am, you know, I'm running an errand, I'm going in and out. You know, normally I wouldn't really look that person in the eye because, you know, we're just, it's a transaction kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit more of like, how you doing?
Yeah.
And a real sort of niceness, especially with the folks that, you know, where I'm a repeat customer. So they know me, you know, they know who I am at this point. They know my eyes anyway.
Yeah.
And we all seem just a little nicer to each other. And
I agree.
That part of it, I like that too.
Yeah, I like it too. And it's like, it's so interesting to have a deep conversation with someone that's kind of a stranger about like life and just something like profound. And it's like, it sometimes makes me feel like I wish I was like a social worker or like a therapist or, because I really like, I just notice myself, like I want to make people smile. I want to help people or like affect their day a little bit, give them advice. I don't know. but yeah, just the internal development right now too, like the studying, I like the kind of like going inward and looking down, because you have to. I mean, we're stuck in the house.
Yeah.
And also, you know, uncertainty is a tricky thing, and there's a lot of that right now. I waver between like a lot of anxiety with the uncertainty because I can't see beyond December. I don't know what next year is going to be like. Could be anything. And
right.
That gives me anxiety. But it also, I'm trying to turn it on its head. And instead of thinking of it as an anxiety inducing thing, I remind myself that anything is possible, that nothing is certain ever. Even if there's no pandemic, you could get hit by a bus. Like, so
yeah.
It's in a way, like the fact that everything's temporary is kind of exciting. And so I'm trying to lean into like, okay, this is going to induce a long-term change that's probably going to be good in a lot of ways. So I'm trying to be more of a glasses half full kind of gal these days.
Sure. I mean, you have to, or you know, I've had some dark days this year. I think I, for the most part, have been taking most things in stride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also moved to the woods. I mean, I was sort of isolating anyway.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, if I'm going to do this, you know, you lean into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there, it hasn't always been easy and remains, like you said, it's like, I don't know what January looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what, you know, we don't have to talk politics, but you know, that whole thing is up in the air right now. And, you know, I think I understand what the outcome will be, but I don't really know what that looks like.
It's quite confusing.
It's confusing and it is anxiety inducing. And, but you're right there. I used to tell people like, I think I'm lucky because I just kind of like, you were sort of saying, you know, I had it easy growing up. I mean, I have definitely had hurdles and setbacks and I used to kind of say like, I think I'm just lucky because I always had a job,
you
know, and I could take care of myself and my parents love me, and you know, like it really could be so much worse. Yeah. As I've gotten older, it's a little bit easier to complain about all the things I don't have than the mm-hmm. things that I do have. And I've had a lot more setbacks. Like, I would never say like, oh, I'm just a lucky person, you know, because that's just something that you say when you're 20 and you feel like, you know, everything's all great. But I always remind myself, it's like, 1 year ago, did you think that this was going to be your year right now? Mm-mm. And it's never.
No.
Because you just never know what is going to happen to you in just 1 year.
In a way, it's exciting. In a way, if you can try to see it that way. But I think you and I both have that similarity. We grew up in a time that was comfy and maybe storybook. And I think that's one of my problems is that I have such these sort of idyllic expectations of my life that, like, if it doesn't reach those expectations, it's like I get disappointed. But like you and I have gotten, I've gotten jobs dropped in my lap most of my life. I've had wonderful opportunities that maybe I took for granted because I kept getting them, and I feel like a very lucky person. But yeah, but I really feel like at the end of the day, you learn more from setbacks. You know, I will always look back on my France experience that was really hard, but it was one of the most valuable experiences of my life. And I think a lot of these setbacks end up being a very valuable experience. So yeah. I want to know what everybody else is grateful for this week. We are doing a Thanksgiving. I'm actually doing a lot of the cooking. I'm excited. I have like a really great menu. I've got one very close friend coming up. She's my French, the one I au-paired in Paris. She is a wine person, so she's bringing lots of wine. We're going to have some great food. And I'm actually looking forward to that. It's going to be a simple holiday, but I'm very excited for it. What about you, Sarah?
Well, I'm similar. It just me and my mom, it was just the two of us last Thanksgiving as well. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I live alone, she lives alone. Of course, we're going to have Thanksgiving together. I really, you know, pandemic stuff, things, and we all knew this was going to happen. You know, weather got colder, you know, cases are spiking, and we're in a pretty good situation in the county that I live in. Could mm-hmm. be worse, but it's not getting better. And so I have really limited my, my connection with the outside world. And I used to like really look forward to like, I got to go to the hardware store. It'll just give me something to do.
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm like, I'm only doing it when I really have to mm-hmm. and trying to get everything delivered. And, you know, cause I am coming into contact with, you know, my most cherished family member and we can't get sick. You know, mm-hmm. I can't be responsible for that. And she's barely even leaving the house, you know, cause mm-hmm. she's doing her best as well. So we are, but you know, we feel good about it. We ordered like a turkey. Like she's not going to cook it herself. There's a market called Oliver's. It's a little chain in Sonoma County. It's really good. And so, we're doing that. She's baking a pie. I'm going to bring, you know, like a side dish of some kind. You know, we've got stuffing and the whole thing. And we're just going to hang out. We like to sit on the floor, eating at the coffee table, watching football. And that's what we'll do.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. And we'll probably drink wine and I'll stay over so I don't have to drive back in the dark. And
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, so again, I want to hear from y'all out there what you are grateful for, thankful for this holiday season. Please email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed. Speaking of email, if you've got something on your mind, you want to be part of the team, we mentioned Discord. That's one place where we're all very chatty in there. It's a great group of folks. We'd love to have you. And we have a variety of Patreon levels that you can join if you'd like some kind of fun perks like that. Patreon.com/havesuchagoodday to find out more. And thanks to everybody who is our patron. And in fact, we have a couple new patrons.
We do. Christian Noble.
Woo woo. Woo woo.
Steve Juan,
yeah, I think.
Welcome, guys.
And then Mistral has joined our Discord, so if you haven't said welcome, please do so. And yes, the gang grows.
Yeah. And, you know, if you guys, if any of you have trouble getting into Discord, just ping us on Patreon and I'll get you guys the code to get in. It's a very super secret little world that we're in there. So we're here to help you out.
We talk about things. We do. This Discord is a place where we talk about some things. Not yep. that we don't on this show, but maybe even some other things. So
we shoot it. We shoot the shit.
We shoot all over the place. speaking of feedback, this one comes from Alan from Salt Lake City, aka Level 42 Geek, who says, this is in response to last week's episode when we were talking about seasonal affective disorder and lights, you know, that are designed to kind of help your serotonin, melatonin, I don't know.
No, serotonin. Yeah.
Serotonin. Yeah. Yeah. The happy stuff. Mm-hmm. Alan says, I have a happy light from Verilux. I guess that's the brand. For a couple of years now, it's made a huge difference in my life. I would always get a little depressed and often go into a funk in those darker months. But my light really helps it keep it at bay. I have mine mounted next to my bathroom mirror, and I use it every day when I get ready, even in the summer. If you get any type of seasonal affective disorder, I'd highly recommend it.
You know, I love this, Alan. I don't know anything about these lights, and I actually went to Wirecutter. I don't think I found anything, because usually they break down kind mm-hmm. of the best products, but I'm going to check out this Verilux Happy Light because I'm fascinated by these lights. So thank you for the recommendation.
And I don't even know that... I mean, I don't think I have that, you know.
I don't think I do either, but it sounds cool. Like,
it sounds cool, and it's sort of like, but what if I am in a funk? And yeah. something could, just something pretty simple could mm-hmm. help brighten my day, hearty har, but, you know, brighten mm-hmm. my mood.
Yep.
That, I mean, I wouldn't say no to that.
Yeah, you know, also vitamin D supposedly, like I'm taking like D3 is supposedly really good for that also because, you know, you get that from the sun and especially right. in the winter, you probably need a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then I have an ongoing conversation with our buddy Allison P. She's awesome. She's actually going through a lot of similar stuff as Sarah and I are going through right now. So we chat a lot on Instagram and she really loved the Have Such a Good Day life hacks we did last episode. She wants more.
Okay.
She says, totally coveting jogging suits and a new eye mask now. I have a newfound love for flannel sheets. I was a cool, crisp sheet girl for life, but my new flannel sheets in these cold months are life-changing. Trying to dial up the cozy all over the place. That's my life hack trade of the day.
Oh, I love it. I haven't slept in flannel sheets for a really long time.
Me neither.
When I was a kid, you know, and I had a twin bed, there were like the summer sheets, and then mm-hmm. I did have flannel sheets that, you know, my mom probably was like, put the flannel sheets on, you know, it's wintertime mm-hmm. kind of thing. I don't totally remember when they came and went.
Yeah.
But I really liked them. Mm-hmm. And I would probably like them now because it's pretty chilly in my little apartment overnight. But I am also I'm a fan of linen sheets.
I love linen too.
I love all things linen. And when I first got the sheets, I was like, well, hold on a second. Like, I'm not going to iron these. They're going to be all crumply, you know, because mm-hmm. that's just how linen is.
Who irons their sheets anyway?
Well, some people do. I know. It's like, it's a luxury. I'm just, who got time for that? But I was like, it might be kind of weird. Like, they'll always look sort of frumpy. Mm-hmm. And it's just not the case at all. First of all, the fitted sheet just, I mean, sure. it just stretches irons itself. Out. But then there's something about that linen, because it's sort of porous. It feels good. I like mm-hmm. the crinkliness because it's still soft. And very breathable. So I don't know. You got flannel, you got linen. If anyone else has great sheet recommendations.
I like that too. I mean, I have right now, I would like to get flannel sheets. It's something my mom, it's such a mom thing. It's like,
what is
you
it?
Know, like it's just because it's like a nurturing mom thing. Like get yourself some flannel sheets and you know, she's
yeah,
just very
it's
nurturing.
Cozy. Yeah.
It's very cozy. And but I'm rocking the long pajamas, which to me is sort of not similar, but it protects me from the cold sheets when I get in.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, Allison, I need to look into some flannel sheets because I recall as a kid also how cozy those were. And it is cold up here. I mean, I am not used to this NorCal 30 degree weather. It's chilly. Yeah. And I always underdress. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's like we talked about this an episode back, but like I'm wearing like a thin, short cropped jacket today with like a hoodie, and it's like I should be wearing a wool sweater with like an overcoat. Like why do I underdress all the time? It's I don't get it.
Well, you're getting used to the life. It's been in the low 30s here at night, and mm-hmm. I know some of you who live in colder climates are like, that's not even that cold.
Yeah.
And it's very doable, right? But, you know, I'm not even wearing gloves or, mm-hmm. you know, a hat, really.
I've been wearing a beanie, actually.
Yeah, I'd be happier if I did, but it's doable, but it is chilly. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to explain, but my bed is kind of in this little sort of a cubby of my apartment, and it's surrounded by windows, literally mm-hmm. like skylight above me, windows, completely wall of windows on, you know, the left and right and behind my headboard, mm-hmm. which is super cool, but it's just drafty. I mean, yeah. it's just gonna be, you know, when you're over there at night, like my face is cold unless I have
like
my
nose
heat running.
Cold.
Yeah, like, and it, which is kind of nice when the rest of you is warm.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I think flannel sheets actually sound pretty good.
You know, I want flannel sheets and a wood burning stove. It's, I swear, everybody talks about wood burning stoves up here. Like in yoga class, it's like, that's the topic right now. Cause I'm not used to that. Like, I'm not used to living in a town that most people have a wood burning stove because it saves on, you know, electricity. And sure. it's just efficient and it really cozies up a place like, a heater wouldn't, you know, because it has that like atmosphere, that vibe, that cozy fire vibe.
Sure.
Anyway,
yeah.
I got some lofty country goals right now. So
wood burning stove, man. Yeah, there's a lot of those around here. I mean, you can see the smoke, but you can also mm-hmm. smell it. And it's funny because during the warmer months, you know, we got fire season big time, mm-hmm. and I don't love the smell of, you know, that anymore. Yeah. Even when I know it's a stove and it's like, that used to smell like Christmassy to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's, you know, you're roasting some chestnuts, all that stuff. And now I'm kind of like, smells like fire. I'm not crazy about that. But I agree with you that when you have a nice wood burning stove, and I've never had one as an adult that mm-hmm. I tended to, but when I was a kid, there were, depending on the houses that we lived in. I can remember one in particular, like, I mean, it was a good heater. And my dad was, you know, he was always, you know, fussing with it, you know, making sure the wood was all, I don't know, where
That's
it was supposed
thing.
To be.
You got to deal with the wood, which is a little bit of a pain, but it does make a toastiness that a heater doesn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know it's funny. I like that smell of a campfire. I like the novelty that it was, but now that it's ever present, it's like the smoke, it's like my hair smells like smoke.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I like the smell, but it's like, I don't really want my skin and my hair to smell like that, you know? So it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah. And yet you want a wood burning stove.
I know. Exactly.
We just can't have nice things.
We can't. No, we definitely can't, Sarah.
Or we can, but then we'll find something slightly off.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that the other day. You know, we talk about how like a little quote from someone in life, like just always sticks in your head. Mm-hmm. The quote you said that one time, I think you like lost a pair of sunglasses and you were saying, oh, I can't have nice things. Many shows back. And it's so true. I really feel like I strive for that, but now I'm kind of embracing the modest living. I think that's the way to go.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The days of me buying designer sunglasses are well past me.
No, you're already getting your glasses at CVS. So.
Oh yeah, no well now I need to get more because I like to have two pairs.
Yeah.
One went flying off my head when I landed on my shoulder last night in the dark. But yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, $15 or $300.
I mean, and while you're at it, get a headlamp.
Not a competition. Yeah. While I'm at it, I'll pick up some Zyrtec for my dog.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Which I did. When I went to the...
Does it work? Is it helping?
TBD. Mm. He's got some itchy feet.
Yeah.
And he's been, you know, sort of over grooming them. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, he has white fur. And so I can see his like pink skin underneath because he's mm-hmm. irritated. It's sad.
Oh,
but
buddy.
Yeah, we got some Zyrtec and I'm just putting it in his food in the morning. That's what the vet told me to do before we go too crazy, you know, like changing up diet and stuff. So, you know, fingers crossed.
Yeah. And I hope your shoulder is okay. I hope it doesn't get worse.
Thank you. I hope so as well. I really do. It's funny. It's like I mentioned, it's there are certain ranges of motion that I'm okay with. Like, I can type. I was really worried about that. I'm like, am I going to, like, be able to work? I can type fine. It's not my hand. It's the shoulder. It's the rotating of the shoulder in general. Like I slept in my bra last night because I'm like, I can't take my bra off.
So you might not want to, like, work out for
No. That is completely off the table. I mean, I can walk.
Yeah.
But I can't do anything that's arm related.
Yeah. Getting older is wonderful.
Isn't it so fun?
So much fun. So much to look forward to.
Well, on that note, we're going to look forward to our holiday, and we hope you all do as well. Please be safe, whoever you're spending your holiday with, or even if you're spending it just you. We just, you know, think of us, and cheers to all while we're eating the meals of our choice.
Yes, cheers to all, and virtual hugs all around.
Yeah, we'll be back at it next week.
We look forward to, you know, virtually seeing you next week.
Yes, indeed. This was Have Such a Good Day, episode 76, Spirit of 76.
Okay, we got to have a big party when we hit 100, man.
Yeah, it's going to happen sooner than later.
Big virtual party.
Yeah, big virtual party. It'll be fun. Hang out with us in Discord. All right, until next time, I will remain Sarah.
And I will be Heather always.
Have such a good day.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.